Hi, thank you for calling the Depo Provera helpline. This is Lupa speaking on a recorded line.
Yes, hi. I have a potential claimant to transfer you. Her first name is Shira and last name is Nooner.
I see it here. Thank you so much. You can transfer over.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Hi, Shira. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Hi, my name is Lupa, once again, speaking on a recorded line. I'm assuming you would like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit?
Mm-hmm.
Alrighty. Did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
No worries. And then, are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or most importantly, haven't signed documents with another law firm? Is that correct?
Right.
All right. So you are willing to affirm, and then you'll be filing this claim for yourself. Is that correct?
Correct.
All righty. And then, are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
All right. And then, were you diagnosed with a meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes.
I'm really sorry to hear that. And then, was it a meningioma of the brain or of the spine?
The brain.
The brain.
Brain.
I see. And then, what would be the date of the diagnosis when they told you you were diagnosed with a meningioma?
Like, I want to say September 15, 2023.
Alrighty. September 15 of 2023. Okay, let me put that down here for you. Alright, and then what was the method of diagnosis for the meningioma? Was it a CT scan, MRI, or both?
MRI. Radiatch. Yeah.
Okay, I see. No worries. And then what would be your date of birth?
June 18, 1997.
Yes. Alrighty. Alrighty, so I got 6/18/1997 for your birthday. And then do you know anyone else who was also injured by Depo Provera?
No.
No worries. No worries. And then, did you consume use the name brand injectable Depo Provera?
Hold on, I can't hear you.
You're fine.
I'm sorry. Can you say that again?
Yeah. I asked, did you consume use the name brand injectable Depo Provera?
The name brand?
Yeah, the name brand.
Yeah.
Okay, no worries. And then which injectable did you use? Do you know if it was just Depo Provera, or do you remember if it was a Depo Sub-Q Provera? Do you remember if it was just... Do you recall?
It was just Depo Provera.
Okay. No worries. So do you recall ever taking the generic version?
No.
Okay, no worries. So that would be a no. And then did you use Depo Provera for at least 1 year minimum?
Yes.
All right, and then within 1 year, can you confirm you had at least 4 injections before being diagnosed?
Yes.
All righty. And then did you use Depo Provera between January 1st, 1992 through the present date?
Until January 2023.
Oh, what that's asking is, did you use Depo Provera any time after 1992?
Oh, no.
Oh, when did you first start using it?
I got it in January 2015.
Oh, no, so you did use it after the year 1992. So that would be a yes, right? Because you did use it after the year 1992. That's what the question's asking.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
No, you're fine. I was just trying to rephrase it for you so you can understand. You're fine. So that would be a yes. That's why I asked when you first started using, because I basically answered that question. So you said that was 2015 when you first started using Depo?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then do you recall what month in 2015 you started using it?
June?
Okay. That would be... All right. You said that was June.
Yes.
Six. And then is it safe to just put the 1st of June in 2015, or do you recall the day in June?
You can put June 2015.
The first, correct? It's just safe to say the first? Okay.
Yeah.
Alrighty. Alright, so I put down 06/01/2015 when you started. What would be the year when you stopped?
2023.
Alrighty. So I'll put that here. What would be the month? Do you recall? Take your time. No, it's a while back. So.
I think that was in September.
September? Yeah, it's just to the best of your knowledge. You would say it was September of 2023?
Yeah.
Alrighty. And then it's safe to just put the first, or do you recall the day?
You can put the first.
No worries. Alrighty. No worries. So I put September 1st, 2023, when you stopped. Alrighty. Thank you for confirming that. And then for the recorded line, can you please confirm your gender for me?
A female.
Thank you. And then I got the spelling of your first name, S-H-Y-R-A, correct?
Correct.
All right. Do you have a middle name?
No middle name.
No middle name. Okay. And then I have the spelling of your last name, N-O-O-N-E-R. Is that correct?
Correct.
All righty. And then is there any suffix in your name, like a junior, senior, the second, the third, nothing like that?
No.
Alrighty, no worries. And then, in order for the attorneys to pull up your medical records, can you please provide me with your social security?
The whole one, or you want the last four?
It's up to you. What would you like to provide? It's either the last four or the full social.
You can do the last four.
Okay. Whenever you're ready.
2-4.
Mm-hmm.
2-4-2-3.
Alright, so I got 2-4-2-3, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for that. And then I already got an email here on file. Just going to repeat it. Just confirm if it's correct, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I got SHYRANOONER6@gmail.com.
Correct.
Thank you so much. And then I have your phone number here as 773-550-4299. Is that correct for your primary phone number?
Correct.
All righty. And then would this be a mobile phone number?
Yes, a mobile.
Okay. And then what's going to happen now, after we're done with the intake, we're almost done here. After I hit submit, it's going to send some pretty much some documents for you to sign over. After you sign those documents, it's going to take a couple of business days for the attorneys to reach out to you. What would be the best contact preference for you when the attorneys reach out? Would it be phone, text, or email?
Email and phone.
Okay. What would be the best preference? Because it only, unfortunately, lets me choose one.
You can do phone.
Phone? Okay. And then what's the best time of day for you to expect that phone call? Morning, afternoon, or evening?
Morning.
Morning? Okay. And then can you please provide me with your home address?
330.
You're good. Take
300. South J Street.
South J Street? Like J-A-Y?
Yeah.
J-Y Street. Is Chandler, Arizona?
It's 300 J Street.
Oh, no south, right? It's 300.
Yeah.
There's no south there?
J
then,
Street.
So it's 300
yeah, no
J
south.
Street. Okay, sorry. I heard you say south earlier. Sorry, I apologize. So let me see. 300 J Street.
J Street. DW. Cedar Rapids.
Indiana?
Cedar Rapids, Iowa.
Oh,
the zip code is... Hello?
Yeah, I'm still here. I'm just putting it here.
You got Cedar Rapids, Iowa.
Gonna put it here. I'm looking it up on Google now because I was putting it here on my intake form, but it wasn't populating, okay? So you said it was 300... Mm-hmm. J Street.
DW.
DW.
No, I'm sorry. It's Southwest. SW. City Rapids.
City Rapids after.
Yeah, 300 J Street. SW, City Rapids. 52404. apartment 2501.
Oh, it's a 3000, right? Not 300?
Yeah.
Yeah, because you said 300. That's why it wasn't coming up. I found it here.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm
no,
sorry.
You're good. You don't have to apologize. It's good that we cleared it up. Because I was looking it up, and then it auto-populated on Google. Like, it was, like, utterly putting it for me. And it said 3,000, and it came up right away. That's why it wasn't populating earlier. Let's see here. Southwest. Yeah, it comes out right away. All right, yeah. 3,000, J Street, Southwest, and then Cedar Rapids, Linn County, Iowa. 52404. And then is this a house or is there like
apartment.
An apartment? Oh, okay, there you go.
It's an apartment.
And then would it be a letter? Or sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
2501.
2501.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. So I'm going to repeat this one more time, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I have everything already typed up. So I got 3000 J Street Southwest, apartment 2501. Cedar Rapids, Linn County, Iowa, 52404, correct?
Correct.
Perfect. So we got that down. All right. So now we're going to the medical information on the intake. Do you know the diagnosing doctor name who diagnosed you?
Yeah, I can't say it out, but I'm going to spell it out for you.
Go ahead. Whenever you're ready. First name first.
Let me pull over.
Take your time.
Okay, you ready to spell her name?
Yeah, go ahead.
Is Megan M R U O P P?
Wait, you said Megan, so M E G A N, like Megan?
Yeah.
And then the last name was what?
R-U-O-P-P.
I found her. Thank you so much. Megan M. I found the middle name as well. Perfect. Yeah, and Cedar Rapids, Iowa 52. Yep. Her office is located in 341916. Avenue Southwest, Suite 100, founder. And then what would be the diagnosing facility, like the hospital where she diagnosed you with Megan?
I'm sorry, we said that again.
What would be the diagnosing facility, like the hospital where they diagnosed you?
It's,
take your time.
Oh my God. MERCYON. City Falls Medical Center.
City Falls?
Yeah. Medical Center.
Gotcha. Mercy One, right?
Yeah.
Cedar Falls Medical Center. I'm trying to get the address. I don't know why it didn't populate the address. I found it.
515 College.
Yeah, perfect. You just said it for me. Yeah, 515 College Street. Yeah, you beat me to it, though. I got it here. Thank you for that, though. That's helpful. The address here. We got their phone number as well. All right. And then, was there any prior cancer diagnosis?
I'm sorry, say that again.
No, you're good. Was there any prior cancer diagnosis?
There was just a tumor that they had.
Oh, no, like,
to me.
Like, were you ever, did you ever have cancer before this diagnosis?
Oh, no.
Oh, no, so that would be a no, right?
No.
So no prior cancer diagnosis? Okay.
Yeah.
I'm glad to hear that, by the way. And then it's asking for the treating doctor name. Would that be Megan as well?
I'm sorry, say that again.
It's asking for the treating doctor name. Would that be Megan as well?
The specialist doctor?
It would be treating doctor. She wasn't the one that treated you as well?
Oh, yeah, it was Megan.
Okay. I'm going to put the – would it be the same information then? It would be at Mercy 1?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's get your B. Hello.
I'm still here.
Hello. Oh, okay.
Sorry. Just filling it out. How do you spell Megan's last name again? I'm sorry, it deleted. I'm not sure why. I got Megan again. I'm sorry. What was the last name again?
R-U-O-P-P.
Oh, I found her. Sorry about that. Just deleted on my end. I got it, though. I'm sorry.
My name?
Alrighty. And then
name?
Was she also your prescribing doctor as well?
I'm sorry. Say that again.
Is she also your prescribing
doctor?
Not
I cannot hear. Megan?
She's also your prescribing doctor, correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
What is that?
We're almost done here. And then, it's asking for a pharmacy name. Would that be at the hospital at Mercy One, or would you pick them up like at a CVS, Walgreens,
a CVS.
Walmart?
CVS?
A CVS. Do you recall the address of that CVS?
3419 16 Avenue Southwest. Yes, it's yours. Cedar Rapids. 52404.
Found it right here. 3419 6th Avenue Southwest, Cedar Rapids. Yeah, found it. 52404. Thank you. Alrighty. Got the phone number here as well. Alrighty. Last two questions here. Do you have a copy of the medical records?
Yeah.
Alrighty. And then how would you be able to provide these medical records, by mail or electronically? Or both?
I can do both.
Both? Okay, no worries. And then last question here. We request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. So this is totally optional. Would you like to provide an emergency contact?
You can provide.
Oh, you said you would like to provide. Okay, hold up.
Yeah.
Do they live with you or it does not live with you?
They don't live with me.
They don't? Okay. And then what would be their name?
Barber.
Robert?
Barber. B-A-R-B-A.
Oh, Barba. It's B-A-R-B-A?
Yes.
Okay. And then what would be their last name? Like their initial? I could just put down their initial.
M. Yeah.
M as in mom, right?
N as in Nancy.
Oh, N as in Nancy. Okay. Thank you. And then what would be their phone number?
773-8.
Oh, you cut off. I'm sorry. All I got was 773.
Let me make sure I'm giving you the right number.
You're good. Take your time.
No, it's 773-879-0183.
So I got 773-879-0183. Perfect. And then what would be the relationship towards you?
Grandma.
Grandma? Okay. Grandmother. And then it's asking for an emergency contact email. You want to put down your email instead?
Yeah, you can put down my email.
Okay. Alrighty. All right. So bear with me. We just finished the intake portion. I'm just going to review it before I send over those documents. Okay, so let me review the intake, make sure I didn't... leave any sections blank that I needed to fill out, but it looks like everything's done, okay? So I'm gonna put you in a 30 second or a minute hold, okay? Shouldn't take too long.
Okay.
All right, thank you so much.
Yeah. You're not okay.
All right, so everything looks great. I just hit the submit button. I'll let you know when it says successfully sent. So you should be expecting any second now, okay? There you go. Yeah, it says successfully sent. It should be under Guadalupe at matchstorestrategies.com. I sent it through a text and an email as well.
You said it's called, what is it called? Wait, Nautica.
It's under Guadalupe at masstortstrategies.com.
Yeah, I see.
Perfect. And then just open those. I think it should be a link that you click and it takes you to those documents. That should open it up for you. And while you take a look at those documents, I'm going to be prepping up a text message to send to you on my direct number. I'm going to be sending over the attorney information, okay?
Okay.
And then feel free to call or text me on that direct number, okay, if you have questions in the future.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Hello.
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I'm just about to send you a text message on my direct number. I just finished typing this up. Right. All right, I just sent over that text message.
Okay.
Bless you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, I didn't finish that one.
Oh, there you go. I just said I believe completed on my end. Yeah, it says completed. I believe you clicked the finish button. As soon as you clicked it, it should say complete, but it already says completed on my end. So you did a great job. Basically, like I said earlier, what's going to happen, it's going to take a couple of business days for the attorneys to pretty much reach out to you and let you know the next steps, but it shouldn't take too long since you already signed the documents already. But other than that, like I said on the text message, feel free to call or text me on that number, okay? Any other more questions you may have?
That
would be it?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, it was a pleasure talking to you, and happy holidays, and have a blessed day, okay?
Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.